AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. As Democrats line up behind Vice President Kamala Harris to be the party's presidential nominee, Harris spoke to campaign staff in Wilmington, Delaware.
In the next 106 days, we have work to do. We have doors to knock on. We have people to talk to. We have phone calls to make. And we have an election to win.
Since being endorsed by President Biden yesterday afternoon, Harris has secured more than half the delegates she'll need to earn the party's nomination. She's also raised more than $81 million, a record sum for the 2024 political cycle. Trump's campaign is calling Harris dangerously liberal and as bad, if not worse, than Joe Biden. Meantime, the president's doctors say Biden's COVID symptoms have almost resolved completely. He's been out of public view for the past 5 days. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance made his first solo campaign appearance in his Ohio hometown. The Secret Service directors acknowledged the agency failed in protecting Trump from an assassination attempt. Kimberly Cheadle telling a House panel,
somewhere between 2 and 5 times there was some sort of communication about a suspicious individual.
And Norman Hall has the latest on the fatal shooting of a black woman in Illinois after she called 911 for help.
Prosecutors have released the July 6th video showing the shooting of Sonia Massey, who called 911 after suspecting a prowler in her home in Springfield. Massey, who is black, was shot in the face by Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson, who is white. According to prosecutors, Grayson entered the house with another deputy, noticed a pot on the stove, and gave Massey permission to move it. When she put it on a counter, Grayson allegedly pulled his 9mm pistol and threatened to shoot her. She reportedly apologized, ducked for cover, and rose slightly when Grayson fired 3 times. He was fired last week and faces charges including murder. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. House leaders are calling on the CEO of CrowdStrike to testify before Congress about the company's role in Friday's global tech outage. The cybersecurity firm says a defective software update was behind the disruptions to airlines, banks, hospitals, and others running Microsoft's Windows operating system. Delta Airlines among those still struggling to recover today, even as other airlines get back to normal.
Delta canceled more than 700 flights, bringing its total since the outage started to more than 5,500 cancellations. That's according to travel data provider Cirium. Delta's performance is drawing unwanted attention from the federal government. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he spoke to Delta CEO Ed Bastian about the cancellations. Buttigieg says he expects Delta to issue quick refunds and to pay for hotels and meals for customers who are stranded by the ongoing cancellations. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.